This is Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers. It's a cafe, but it's also a refuge from the world. Now, normally, I'd say, come on in. Sit anywhere. How can I help? And then she'd say,
I've come to ask about a dream.
And I'd say, talk to Mojo. He'll be here in a moment. And then I'd go back to speaking to you. Mojo's Dream Cafe is a kind of refuge from reality. But like so many of our dreams, it seems anything can become reality. And then Mojo would arrive and ask how you are. And you would say,
I've come to ask about my lost dream.
And he would say, do you mean a dream you lost? Or a dream about being lost? Or a dream you were lost in?
I'm not sure. When I woke up, I felt I was lost.
That's the way it used to be, but not now, not anymore. Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers is closed because of COVID-19, and Mojo isn't with us anymore. His name was Dave Adams. He died, not because of the virus, it was his heart. And now an old friend of his is running the cafe. Her name is Taylor. So even though the cafe is closed, she still comes in. You can still talk to her, but on the phone.
I'm listening. Tell me your dream.
I'm in a library. It's old. There are rows of books. I mean, rows and rows. They're on wooden shelves. The shelves are built up to the ceiling. The ceiling must be 6 or 7 stories. There are wooden ladders. They disappear up into the darkness. I'm looking for a book. I don't know the title, or the author, or even what the book is about, but if I walk, with my fingers feeling the spine, I'll know it when I touch it.
So you're not lost in the library?
No, but then I realize I'm not alone. There are others, and when I find the book I'm looking for, they'll take it from me.
Because they want it, or they don't want you to have it?
I don't know, but they want me to find it for them.
Do you know who they are?
No.
What do they look like?
Like shadows. I can see their shadows rippling along the spines of the books, but they're slowly becoming more solid. They're wearing heavy black overcoats. They look like they're out of some Eastern European film. They're hunched over. Their hats are pulled down. I know they're behind the bookshelves. They're moving parallel, keeping pace with me. The floor of the library is uneven. There are times it slants down. I can hear water running beneath it. At other times, I feel like I'm walking uphill. I'm breathless, struggling. The floor is so steep. And when I finally reach the top, I can see that the library extends on and on. It's like I'm looking out over a city, but instead of streets and buildings, there are rows and rows of books. And just when I think this is hopeless, I'll never find it, my finger touches it. It's the book.
Oh, you know it's the one because you got a little zap.
An electric shock? No. It felt more like finding a friend. It was a warmth. I felt like we knew each other.
Did you know what was in it?
No, I didn't. The book was old. The bindings were coming apart. When I opened it, the pages started spilling out, falling on the floor. I shouldn't have opened it. In fact, I was trying to pick pages up and put them back between the binding. But that's when I heard them coming. Their feet were shaking the floor, and the bookshelves that stretched above me were swaying back and forth. I felt that at any moment, the books above me would start sliding out. Heavy tomes would come tumbling down, crushing me.
Okay, stop.
You mean just stop?
Yes. Now, you are putting pages back in the binding. Stop right there. What are you holding in your hand?
You mean right now? I'm holding a page.
What's on it?
It's a lithograph, a drawing. It looks like the ocean.
Are there words?
Yes, there is.
What does it say?
I can't see. It's too dark.
Come on, focus. Give it light and you can read it.
Words are... I am not a drop in the ocean. I am the entire ocean in a drop.
Okay, release it.
Do you mean...
Let it go.
But if I do...
It's okay.
Do you mean let go of everything?
It's okay, you won't lose it. Just do it. I love libraries. You can find some real treasures in there.
I'm not a drop in the ocean. I am the entire ocean in a drop.
Is there anything else?
If I was there, I'd love a latte.
Oh yeah, well, I'm sorry about that.
But what about the men in the overcoats?
Well, they serve their purpose. For now.